Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to a Midweek Mini. I am your co-host, Mary Ellen, and I am flying solo today for this midweek treat. Unfortunately, Jo is under the weather. She is not feeling great, and so I am here with you today, and we're going to talk about something really important. This is kind of a sadly very important topic these days, and we're going to discuss why you should freeze your credit reports. Unfortunately, in this day and age, identity theft is rampant. It's really become not a matter of if your identity will ever be stolen, but a matter of when and how many times. I mean, how many times have you gotten some email notification or letter in the mail saying, oh, your information was linked? And they used to give you, you know, a couple years of free credit monitoring or something. Now, I don't even know if they do that anymore because it's just so rampant. Our identity is just constantly out there for people, I feel like. So today's episode is really about putting protections in place for yourself, for your family, to protect your credit score, your credit report, so that you can keep doing this points and miles hobby and so that you don't have to go through the heartache and the just drama and mess it is to clean up your credit and your identity if it does get stolen. Just recently, actually, the hospital where I work had a massive ransomware attack. I mean, people are attacking healthcare systems. They're attacking everything they can think to attack, the hackers. So let's talk about what we can do to put ourselves in a little bit of a better position should this happen to us. And I hope that it will not happen to any of us, but we're going to be better prepared after today's episode. So what you can do, one first line of defense, and this isn't going to protect you from absolutely everything, but it is going to help, is you can put freezes on your credit reports. So there are three main credit bureaus: Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. If you freeze your credit with each of these bureaus, it puts that layer of protection into place so that people can't be opening accounts in your name. It prevents your credit report from being accessed. And that's why new accounts can't be opened, because the banks, when an application comes in, they go to pull your credit report to see if they want to approve you. And if it's frozen, that will be a big red flag to them. They can't pull your report and the new account won't get approved. So it doesn't prevent all fraud, but it certainly does make several types of fraud a little bit more difficult. So how do you do that? That's a big question. How do I do this? Is this going to take a lot of time? It does not, guys. It is free and it doesn't take but a couple minutes. I let this go for way too long because I was dreading doing it. I'm a procrastinator by nature, right? I wait, I know I need to do something, and I'll think about that thing I need to do for 2 months before I just rip the Band-Aid off and get it done. Someone once told me, a wise person once said, the waiting is worse than the doing. Get it over with. And for this, it truly does not take much time. And we've made it even easier for you. In the show notes, we have links to the exact places on these websites where you can go create a free account and freeze your credit. They legally, these credit bureaus, have to provide this free way for you to freeze your credit report. Don't get hoodwinked into paying anything extra. This should be completely free. So you're going to go to the Experian website. You can use the link. You can just search for it online, but if you want it to be as fast as possible, you can use the link that we provide. We get nothing from providing the link. It's just to make it faster for you guys. Go to the website, create your free account, and freeze your credit. At TransUnion, you do the same thing, and at Equifax. Now, here is some more questions, okay? What do you do when it's time to apply for another credit card? Or maybe you need to make your credit report available for some reason. Maybe you're buying a car, you're buying a house, you need your credit report to be able to be seen. you can thaw your credit temporarily. If you are applying for a new travel credit card, you don't have to lift the freeze completely. You can actually go to the website, log in, and you can put in a 24-hour temporary thaw. You can choose how long you want it to be. In fact, what you can do, and what I have done when I've applied for a new credit card, I go into the website, I place a temporary thaw, I apply for the credit card, I see that I'm instantly approved for the credit card, if it's a good day, woohoo, and then I go straight back to the credit bureau and freeze it again. So I have only lifted the freeze on my credit report for 5 minutes before I go back and put it right back into place. It is not hard to thaw it. It just keeps that layer of protection in place. Now, what about strategically using this ability to freeze various credit reports in the points and miles world? This is something that people have tried to figure out over time. Which banks pull from which credit bureaus? So when you go to apply for a new travel credit card, not every bank pulls your credit report from each of the three bureaus. They have to pay a fee to pull reports. So many banks will only inquire one of the three bureaus. Anecdotally, Experian is thought to be the most popular, and TransUnion is pretty much the least popular of the ones that get pulled by the banks. But knowing which banks pull from which bureaus may allow you to keep some inquiries off of your credit reports. So for example, and I just want to tell you that all of this is anecdotal. It changes. So don't take this as black and white. It's always like this, but it's good information to know. Just let it sit there in your mind. Think about it. As you're in the points and miles world, it's just good to know these things. Okay. So knowing which banks pull from which bureaus, for example, Citi often pulls Equifax or Experian, not so much TransUnion. So if you were to potentially apply for a Citi card, maybe you go in, you thaw Equifax and you thaw Experian, but you don't thaw your TransUnion one because they're probably not going to pull that one anyway. American Express primarily pulls from Experian, or maybe even not at all. If you're already an existing American Express customer, sometimes they don't even do a hard pull on for one of these credit reports. For Chase, it does tend to depend on what state you live in. So you can do a quick Google search before applying. A lot of people may say that Chase pulls Experian, but for example, in Maryland, where I live, it's more common that they pull Equifax. But in Missouri, where Joanna lives, Chase is likely to pull Experian. So you can look up which states it's more likely to pull from. Again, maybe you don't go thaw TransUnion if you think they're going to pull Equifax or Experian, depending on where you live. Barclays is kind of an outlier. If you're going to go for that Aviator Red card this year, get yourself some American Airlines points before that card is gone. Barclays tends to actually like TransUnion the best, which, you know, as I mentioned before, is probably the least pulled from. So you may be safe to only thaw TransUnion rather than thawing Equifax and Experian. Now, Capital One. Capital One is notorious for pulling reports, putting a hard hit on all three of those credit bureaus, and being very picky with their approvals. However, there have been some reports over the years that if you just thaw Equifax and TransUnion, you can still be auto-approved without having your Experian report thawed. So if you're someone like Joe, who lives in, say, Missouri, a state where Chase is more likely to pull Experian, and you have, maybe you were on the Chase train for a while, you were getting Chase Sapphire Preferred, you got some Ink cards, you have a lot of pulls from Chase that are showing up on your Experian report, and you're wanting to apply for a Capital One card. Capital One is very tricky. They don't like to see maybe more than one or two. One is ideal. They don't want to see more than two pulls on your credit reports. But if you don't thaw that Experian that's going to show all those Chase pulls, you know, maybe you can get approved for a Capital One Venture or Venture X card. You can increase your odds of approval. It's a game. It's a game people play. Sometimes this trick even allows people to apply for multiple credit cards in one day. That is not something I recommend you do, but people do it. And they will use this strategy because they think, okay, this bank is going to pull this report while I know this other bank pulls from a different bureau, and they will apply for multiple cards in one day. Ultimately, all new accounts that are opened are really going to end up being reported and show up on all of your credit reports, but not necessarily every hard pull, hard inquiry, especially if you were denied for a card, that's not going to ultimately show up to the other bureaus. And so they may not see that, oh, she was already denied by this other bank on her Experian report. If you still have that one frozen and they're only looking at Equifax and TransUnion, they won't see that you got denied from somewhere else. So it's just something to think about. Again, you take it all with a grain of salt. If you want to be sure you get an auto approval and you're not having to go into review, then make sure they're all three thawed. But if you're really deep in the game and you're willing to kind of roll the dice a little bit, maybe you think harder about which credit bureaus you keep frozen and which ones you thaw. So what happens though, this comes up a lot. What happens if you forget to thaw your credit report before applying for a new card? Generally, this might make you miss your chance at that instant approval, but it's also not a huge deal. It may mean that the bank will email you and you have to go in, thaw your credit, and then contact them again and say, okay, I thawed my credit, check my credit, and then you get approved for a card. It doesn't mean you're automatically going to get denied for the card. For some, it just leaves the application incomplete. So again, it's not ideal. Try to remember to thaw your reports, but I know it happens to people all the time. They have their credit frozen because they want to protect themselves against identity theft and fraud, and they forget to unfreeze it. It happens. It is okay. Remember, I know I've said this like five times. This is anecdotal. It can change frequently. The main takeaway from this midweek mini, I want you to go and freeze your credit. We want you to be protected because you work hard to maintain a good credit score. You're paying your bills on time. You're doing all the right things so that you can enjoy traveling on points and miles. And if you are a victim of identity theft and that messes up your credit, I know that just would be heartbreaking and so upsetting. So let's everybody today, don't be a procrastinator. It doesn't take long. We have the links in our show notes. Freeze your credit, protect yourself. And then number two, just know in the back of your mind, as you are learning more about points and miles, as you're getting into the game, know there can be some strategy for this, for thawing only certain credit reports when applying for cards. It's something to consider. It's something to look into. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. If it was, do us a favor, write us a quick review, leave 5 stars, and hey, make sure you are in our Facebook group. We want to have conversations with you. We want back and forth with you. Leave us notes. You can ask questions. It's a place where you can continue to learn or run things by other points and miles junkies who are really into this hobby. You can find it by just Googling Wonderland on Points on Facebook. Searching on Facebook for Traveling on Points. Wonderland on Points. That's the official name of the group. So I hope to see you there. And thank you so much for joining us on this Midweek Mini. Next week, we hope that Joanna will be back to 100%, and we will see you all then. Have a great day, everybody.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new Travel Rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going. so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com, and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.